Boker Tov, everyone. We are really on page 148. We are started off Simon Kufayim Beis. Gave a little introduction over here. And Sif Aleph, Kufayim Beis Sif Aleph, which is really our 147 still. The Machlokas Rishonim about someone who is Machnis Mashkin Betoch Piv below Bracha. What does he do? We saw that the Gemara tells us that he goes ahead and swallows. The question is, does he swallow with making a bracha or without making a bracha? Now with machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, the Mechaber passing like the sheet of the Rambam that says you swallow and no bracha because you already swallowed the food. It's not overly asiyasan, and therefore you cannot make a bracha. That's how the Mechaber passing in Shachach v'ichnis mashkin talk people bracha bol on ve'inu melar chaliyam bracha rishona. You'll not make a bracha rishona on that which you swallow. If you have more drink afterwards, you'll make a shahakol on the remaining drink that you have. However, the Ramah paskins like the Shita Sarash, v'yesh orim dimavarich. V'chei nira ikar, those say you make a bracha, and that is the ikar. Shita says the Ramah, that it's considered overly asiyasan, because you realize when you put the liquid in your mouth, you realize at that point you forgot to make a bracha. You technically can't make a bracha right now, because you have mashkin mefif. Therefore, you swallow and then you eat the bracha. After swallowing. That was the Shita of the Ramah, and that's where we left off last time with this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Even though the Mechaber paskins one way, the Ramah paskins the other way, even for Ashkenazim, the Mishnah Bro passing like the Shita of the Gra, that is Machmer for Shita's Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Bro, Zikon, hey, V'chein Reikar, V'das Rova Poskin Kadei Rishona, She'en Mavarech Rak Brocha Achrona, Imshata Kashir, V'chein Iskim Ali Eli Rabba, it's not just the Gra, it's many of the Achronim, including the Eli Rabba. He mentions over here, in Shar Tzion, this long Shar Tzion Osei, he brings on the Gra, and others who hold, like Shita Sarama, that's a Kershita, and therefore, Lamaisa Bein Lesfardim Bein Ashkenazim, once you put the Mashkin in your mouth, you would not make a Bracha either way, either whether you're Sfardi or Ashkenazim. Fine. There is a couple of important things. They're also totally on Machlokas in the Mishnah. Number one is that the Shita, the Ra'ivit is, this whole din is really only a Bidiyavit din where you really need the mashkin that you put into your mouth. You're very thirsty. You're not dying of thirst, but you're very thirsty. And that's the only mashkin you have is that which you put into your mouth. Says the Ra'ivit, in this case, you have a din that you should swallow. Yes, bracha, not bracha. Machlokas in the Rishonim. But says the Ra'ivit, if you don't need this mashkin, you have a whole bottle of water in front of you anyways. You don't need the mashkin here. Spit out the water and then make a new bracha. Don't swallow water that you didn't make a bracha on. That's the sheet of the Ra'ivit. And that is how the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Sivkatan. One second. What? Sikon Beis. Veinim Lar Chaliam. He says, Yesh Omrim, because Adavka Kishen Lo Yoter Mashkin Lishtosu Dachok Lo Mashkin Lo. That's only if you don't have more Mashkin to drink, and you need this drink. Avalim Yesh Lo Yoter. But you have more to drink afterwards. Yiflo Velo Yenim Bele Bracha. V'chein Roi Ninok. You should spit it out and not get enough in this world without making a bracha. Even though brachas work even retroactively. Nevertheless, to swallow right now without a bracha, that's not lechatchil the best thing to do, and therefore the best thing is to go ahead and spit it out. However, if you do look in the Beralacha, Dir Masl, Veinu Mavarech Aleyem, he says over here, says the Beralacha, Hainu Ala Mashkin Shabbalah, Avolim Yesh, Od Lishtot, Bevadai Chayiv Levarech, for sure. If you have more to drink, for sure you make a bracha on the remaining drink. V'rak lechatchilo nachol nachol shle das arayvit. Only lechatchilo were machmer for das arayvit, shubu barajba, shekotot diyesho od mashkin lishtot, yiflo v'loyan and blow bracha. That's the das yachid of the sheet of the arayvit. One should do this if he can. Kosh katav the Mishnah Berurah cut and base. Usharei arishon lo yiskiru dvar, but the other Mishnah never mention this, that which the Rashbas, the arayvit said. V'alkeina meiko bazayin lichos biyadov. You see someone who goes ahead and relies on rov rishon, don't mention they have to spit it out. They have what to be somichan, you could go ahead and drink it, and not worry too much. I would just like to add over here. If let's say you're around other people and spitting out the mashkin on the floor is disgusting, you'll make everyone disgusted that you're going ahead and spitting out liquid. In that case, rely on Rov Rishon, rely on the Beralacha over here, and go ahead and swallow the mashkin, and don't worry about the sheet of the Raivin. In a perfect world, you're alone, or you can do it in a way, you can spit into a sink where it's not going to be disgusting, go ahead and spit it out, and make a bracha on the remaining drink if you don't really need the drink that you have in your mouth. But otherwise, you can go ahead and rely on the Beralacha over here, who says the Pashas, like Rov Rishonim would say, that you could go ahead and make and drink the liquid and then make a bracha on the rest of the drink that you have afterwards. Fine. One more very important machlokas, and that is, why can't I make the bracha with the mashkin b'fif? Okay, is this a technical issue? Dainu, since you have a lot of mashkin in your mouth, you technically can't talk when you have a lot of mashkin in your mouth. Okay, that sheet is Rashi. Rashi holds a technical problem. You can't make a bracha when your mouth is full of liquid. The Rach holds differently. The Rach brought down in the Rush writes, the reason why you can't make a bracha is once it's put into your mouth, it becomes disgusting. It's bottled from food. It's not food anymore. And therefore, technically, I can't make a bracha halachically, even though technically I would be able to make a bracha. It wouldn't matter because I can't make a bracha on mashkin or food that's already in my mouth because it becomes disgusting. It doesn't have a shame food anymore. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say you have a little bit of liquid in your mouth. Let's say you only put a little liquid in your mouth, where technically you could say a bracha, maybe not in the best fashion, but you could get the words out of your mouth because you have only a little bit in your mouth. According to Rashi, then you could go ahead and make a bracha. According to the Rach, you would not be able to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph over here, look inside, quoting the Levushei Srat. Says the Mishnah Berurah at the end. Katan Levushei Srat. Dim hichnis ma'at pithiv. You only put a little liquid in your mouth. Yochel levarich al yidei adchak. Yavarich. In that case, go ahead and make a bracha if you have only a little bit of mashkin in your feet, and you can say the words, not think the words, but you can actually say the words. You go ahead and rely on Shita's Rashi. Look in Sharetzion over here. Sivkot Os Gibel. He says, "At the katan v'lefer shabenu chananel she'atik v'magen avrim b'chol gavri lo yavarich." Even though according to the Rach, you would not be able to make a bracha even if it's a little bit. He shmat deceive. I left it out. Mishim shor zeruah v'riyaz v'arah kulam itiku perashashi. All the other rishonim quote shita's Rashi, and therefore that's the ikar shita halacha lemaisa. So that's the whole din over here of mashkin betoch fiv. Halacha lemaisa. If you put a lot of mashkin in your mouth, the best thing to do is go ahead and spit it out, make the bracha, and the rest, unless you really need the mashkin that's in your mouth. Okay, if you're around other people, or for that matter, you need the mashkin, go ahead and swallow and make the bracha and the rest. If you don't have any more mashkin after this, then we go like the Shita Mechaber, like the Rambam who holds, you can no longer make a bracha on that. If you only have a little bit of mashkin in your mouth, we rely on Shita's Rashi that says you go ahead and make the bracha on that little bit of mashkin. You don't even have to spit it out, and we rely on that. Moving on to Sif Beis, that's the rest of the Braisa that we said. There was three different things. One Braisa said, you spit it out. One Braisa said, you swallow it. And one Braisa said, you put it into your side of mouth to make the bracha. He said the last two are talking about food. And there's a chilek between food that becomes disgusting when you're putting it in your mouth. We said tuna fish. In that case, you can't spit it out and put it back in your mouth. You put it to your side of your mouth and make the bracha. But if it's something that's not going to be disgusting, we'd rather you make a bracha with your mouth completely empty, because you mali piti lasecha, and therefore you should spit it out like a sucking candy and then put it back into your mouth. Says the Mechaber, we are shachof v'ichlis achlin l'toch piv lo bracha. Someone forgot to put food, into his mouth without making a bracha. Imu davar she'eno nimas im yifaltenu. If it's something that's not going to become disgusting, if he spits it out, yifaltenu v'yivarech alav. He should spit it out and make a bracha on it. Imu davar she'nimas. But if it's something that's going to become disgusting, misalko l'tzad achar u'mavarech. He should put it to the side of his mouth and make a bracha over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, yifaltenu v'yivarech alav, like we said before, k'dei she'apiv reka b'shas bracha, in order that his mouth is empty when he makes a bracha, yichtev v'mali piti l'secha. Like I said before, you should never have gum in your mouth when you are praising Hashem, not with brachas, not with davening, okay? No, you should not have gum in your mouth, you should not have any food in your mouth. V'katova eshkol, says the eshkol, from over here we also see, when you make a bracha, you're supposed to make a bracha clearly, and not stutter the bracha, not say in an unclear fashion. That is not the correct way to make a bracha. Why should we make a bracha clearly in with the best one? Now, says Moreno v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal over here in Dimasol She'ena. What if a sucking candy for you is disgusting? You would never spit out a sucking candy and put it back in your mouth. Says Moreno Rabbeinu, im zemos raklov mishum shehu istinis dino kadaver mouse. Even though for rov of the world it wouldn't be disgusting, but for this guy it would be disgusting. This din is a subjective din, and therefore for him it's mouse. He could put it to the side of his mouth and make a brach on it. So that's one important thing over here, that it is a subjective din. Okay, in the new edition of Mishnah Berurah, he adds in a couple of other important things. Number one over here, Dima Masel below Bracha. He says, Shemati me'ad morza, she'shirius ochel she'nisharu b'fiv u'kvar berach bracha achorna. A lot of big shilas, a lot of times you go ahead and you eat, you have a nice suda, And then you make a bracha achrona, and then you find still food stuck to your mouth. There'll be braces a lot of times. There'll be more food stuck to your, in there. What about, can you swallow that food that's in your mouth? Because you didn't make a bracha. You didn't make a bracha achrona on it. So maybe you have to make a new bracha, bracha rishona. Says the Shomo Zalman, mut that that's left in your mouth. Yivolam below bracha. You can go ahead and swallow them without a bracha. Mishim shalo yisiach daito adami abracha shabarach mitchila achila. The bracha already covered the food that's in your mouth. That food is already covered by a bracha. Furthermore, on top of that, you can also add in the svara of the rach. The rach told us that any food in your mouth anyways becomes disgusting and it doesn't deserve a bracha anymore. It's not really considered food. You could have been starved that also and see that you do not go ahead and make a bracha on the remaining food. You go ahead and swallow it. Dibur masel yifaltenu. Okay? Mishuk foda bracha. Once again, he says, "Ramarino, Rabbeinu, Rav Nevinsel, similar to what we saw by drinks, the sheet of the Ravid, we should say by food also. If you're not dochuk to the food in your mouth, that is going to become disgusting. So better to spit that food out and make a bracha on the next bite of tuna fish and go ahead and make a complete bracha. We're talking about over here, we're dochuk for that food. Just like we saw by the liquid. So even though we saw that you don't have to follow the sheet of the rivet even by liquid, kavachomer by food, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel says best, if you can, to follow the din also by food. Okay, so that is the dinim by forgetting to put food in your mouth. If you put food in your mouth without a bracha, once again, you go ahead and if it's something you could spit out, make a bracha and put it back in. If it's something you cannot spit out, you put it inside your mouth. If you need this food, and go ahead and make a bracha on it and then go ahead and swallow. Let's just start over here. Simon that many do not know about and never heard about. It's called din mayim tzoy. Everyone's heard about mayim rishonim, which is you wash your hands before a suda. Many have heard a concept of mayim achronim, that's talked about later on, whether we know to do it, not like knowing to do it. Over here we're talking about mayim emtsoin. Mayim emtsoin. Wash your hands at the middle of a suda. So yes, there's dinim about this also. Says the Mechaber over here, Sif Alf. Mayim emtsoin rishus. Mayim emtsoin, that is a rishus. What are we talking about? Vahani mili bein tashel etashel. If you have let's say a milchik soup, and now you want to have a fleishik soup, okay, that is a rishus. If you want to wash your hands in between and leave them, then that would be a rishus. Avol min tashel gvina chova. But if you are having a mikar de din mitam shulchan aruch, if you only have a tashel subasar, you only drink liquid chicken soup with no chicken at all in it, you could really eat cheese afterwards. We're not knowing like that. We hold the guy here a day so we pay tests. We are knowing to wait 5-6 hours, whatever you normally eat, even after just chicken soup broth. That's how we pass in halach l'maisa. But back, mikar de dina, you would have to wash your hands at least between the chicken soup broth and the gvina. So nowadays, if you were going to have same thing by tashel shabbos or tashel shagvina, we would hold it to chova. Nowadays, if you go ahead and touched any of the things they're eating, you'd have to go ahead and wash your hands. Just like if you have a milch ksuda and you want to have now fleishik lefachot, you have to wash out your mouth. You have a chiyuv of shtiva v'hadacha. You have to wash your mouth out with bread or with another food and also drink something in between. Okay? And you also, if you touch the food, you have to wash your hands in between if you want to go directly into eating basar. So too, siv beis. Bein basar l'dogim. Chova lito. After eating basar or after eating fish, and now you want to eat basar or basar then to fish, you have a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. You have to wash your hands. Mishum the kashal davar acher, eating fish and meat together is kashal davar acher. What's davar acher? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Tsaras, you get leprosy. I don't know, coronavirus. I know my God Avram. Shekatov de asher de bezvaneinu in sakana kol kach de bekama dvarim nishtanu ativim. Okay, we'll get back to this Mishnah Berurah in just 1 second. V'chamira sakanta mi yisura, and therefore since it's a sakana of tsaras, you get it's more than regular iser, and therefore we have to wash our hands. Oh. You'll tell me though, nowadays, what do you mean? Why do I have to wash my hands? We eat with a fork and knife. That's true. If you have a piece of salmon and you only have it, you eat it with a fork and knife, you never touch it with your hands, and then you're gonna have meat, you're not gonna touch it with your hands, mikra de din, you do not have to go ahead and wash your hands between fish and meat. It's good enough just to rinse out. What you do need to do is rinse out your mouth and eat. You have to eat a salad and drink a liquid in between. between the fish and the milk. Okay, Friday night, it's about the shed this week, I'm sure there'll be some fish, and then some deli roll. You want to eat the deli roll, especially if you're going to eat the deli roll with your hands. If you eat the fish with your hands, you touch with your hands, you have a chiyuv netilas yadayim. Okay, if you don't, you only eat with a fork and knife, so now you just have to shtiva v'adocha, you have to go ahead and wash out your mouth with a drink, and you have to rinse out your mouth with some type of food, you have to put some type of food in your mouth in order to get the fish out. Okay, that's the halacha of what maaseh. So mice, if you're having sushi, and you eat the sushi with your hands, and you might have touched the salmon in your sushi, you have a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. Afterwards, you have to not only do shtiva v'adocha, you have to wash your hands, din mayim emtsayim that we're talking about over here. Okay? That is the din. Now, as we just read in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Gimel, from the Magen Avraham, he says, nowadays, it is not considered such a sakana. This is really a chasm. So far, brought down in the Pesach Tshuva and Yoreh Deah, where it talks about not eating meat and fish together. That was back in the day, it used to be considered a sakana. Even though it is no longer a sakana, says the Chasam Sofer, the Magen Avraham saying over here, it remains Isser. It is still considered Isser nowadays, even though it's not considered a Sakana. Therefore, what's the nafkamina of it's Isser or Sakana? If we say Batal B'Shishim, okay? By Sakana, we wouldn't say Batal. There would be no Din Bittal if we held it as a Din of Sakana. The Chasam Sofer, the Magen Avraham, the way we pass in Halacha L'Maisim, or even Rabbi Yonah Nevin Zal told me this many times, that we will say Batal by fish. Therefore, many nafkamina of this, number one, I'm not sure back in the day they were making this either, but for sure nowadays, one could be makel to use if you have, you could cook fish in a fleshic pot, you don't have to worry about the tam getting into there, you're allowed to cook milk, fish in a meat pot, and a milk pot doesn't have to be cooked only on a par of pot, and also after you cook fish, you're allowed to cook meat afterwards also, as long as you actually cook out, clean out the pot, the pan, well beforehand. But even more so, we would say in certain foods, it could be, you could ask your own rabbis, and certain anchovy sauces, Worcestershire sauces have anchovies, a little bit of anchovies in it. But they put the anchovies in there a lot of times, not necessarily for taste, just so they can put into the ingredients in the very, very, very minimal amount of anchovies in there. To pour Worcestershire sauce on top of some type of meat, whatever it might be, that lechora should be also you're making fish and meat together. Okay, certain recipes call for it. Halacha l'maisa, if it has less than 1 in 60 in the sauce already, for sure. It's already bottled in the sauce. And for sure, you're going to pour it into the meat. It's not going to be a problem. Halacha l'maisa. It should be mutter to go ahead and use. That's what's going to be halacha l'maisa, because nowadays it's only isser. You still have to eat makbid, not to eat fish and meat together, but less makbid than it used to be. In terms of fish and milk, some svaradim are makbid because the Pashas of the Rambam is to be machmer, Ashkenazim are legamri meikel, and even amongst many Svardim, they hold it's a toe sofer in the Rambam, and therefore they're not even makbid on it either to eat milk and fish together. Ad kan for today.